From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. We continue our study of Mark's Gospel. We're at chapter 12 and the verse 28 today. Our subject is Near to the Kingdom of God, but not in the Kingdom of God. A hymn that will suit our message is It Is Well With My Soul. We'll play that hymn in a few moments. On our program tonight, I will introduce a new testimony. It's that of Mrs. Joanne Tinsley, wife of Mr. Colin Tinsley, who is a youth worker in Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church. Mrs. Tinsley was born in Poland. She was converted to Christ in her native land and has a wonderful story to tell. Her story will start on our program tonight. And of course, we'll give away a free copy of her full testimony to anyone who contacts us. Turn with me now to Mark chapter 12 and the verse 28 for our Bible reading. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. Amen. We'll end our reading there. Here's that hymn we referred to, and it suits our message, as I said. It's the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul.
Thank you.
Our subject this morning, then, is near the kingdom, but not in the kingdom. Once again, the Lord Jesus is questioned by one of the scribes. But this man did not seem to be altogether of the same spirit that generally characterized the scribes. Indeed, his response to the Savior's answer clearly distinguished him from his companions. The Lord Jesus underscores this difference between this man and his fellow scribes by saying, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." Verse 34. What did the Savior mean by saying that this man was not far from the kingdom of God? In our land, there are many of whom it may be said, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." But what do we mean when we say that? Well, first of all, consider with me that this man was anxious to understand that which lay at the heart of true religion. The man did not seem anxious to entrap the Savior, as were his companions. In the verse 13 of this chapter, we read of how they had gathered to catch the Savior in his words. But this man had been listening intently to what the Savior had been saying and was impressed by his words. Verse 28. He has a genuine interest in understanding what the truth is and is anxious to give due thought and consideration to the truth. Again, the question he asks reveals his heart and mind. Which is the first commandment of all? Verse 28. He was not content to dabble in religion, to be occupied with fringe matters. He was interested in that which lay at the core of true religion. I wonder, does that describe your religious activities? Or are you quite content with merely going through the ritual of worship, of performing the outward activities of worship? Does that satisfy you? Or do you have an interest like this man in knowing what is the first commandment of all? Again, he desired to have Christ's opinion on the matter. Do you care what Christ has to say about how to get to heaven, about how God is to be worshipped, about what the truth of the gospel is? For all too many people, what others say is enough. What the general opinion of the crowd is, well, they're content enough with that opinion. But when there is a desire to know what Christ has to say about the worship of God and the way to heaven, then you have a person who is near the kingdom of God. Secondly, this man seemed to have a greater understanding of spiritual matters than his companions. He was not, as I have already pointed out, using the subject of religion to sneer at Christ, nor was he seeking to undermine the Savior and belittle him in public. This man, it seems, had a genuine interest in and regard for the truth of God and the way of salvation. Look at what it says in verse 32 and 33. "And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." He finds himself agreeing with what Christ had to say. He was in step with Christ, it would appear, and out of step with his companions. What the Savior said rang true in his heart. He knew that rituals and sacrifices were not the vital points of true religion. No, it was the heart's relationship to God that mattered. Furthermore, he knew that a right relationship with God would result in a right relationship with our fellow man. If we love God with all our being, then we love our neighbor as ourselves. This man was near to the kingdom of God. Notice that the Savior saw that he answered discreetly. The word means wisely. Finally, notice that despite these commendable characteristics, he was near, but not in, the kingdom of God. It's not enough to have a regard for the Bible, to have a regard for the Lord Jesus Christ. That brings you, as it were, to the doorstep of the kingdom of heaven, but not through the door. How then, you say, do I enter the kingdom? We must accept the description of our sinfulness given in the Bible and repent of our sins. We must see in the atoning death of Christ alone the answer to our sins and rest upon his sacrifice by faith. This is how we enter the kingdom of God. It's not our doing, but our relying by faith in Christ that translates us into the kingdom of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. May you take the gift of God today by trusting in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Remember the program tonight at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.